So let's review. The previous Mishnah and Daf Mem Beis taught, if a wife ate all the produce of her husband's field for 3 years, this is not proof that she bought the field from him. The Gemara asked Pshita. This halacha is self-understood because kiven de isla mezayni, mezaynuhu de ka'achlo. Since a wife is entitled to support from her husband, she was permitted to take his fruits, and that's why he did not make him a cha. The Gemara answers, lo tzricha de yichid la'ara achrita l'mezayna. The Mishnah refers to a case where the husband already designated another field for her support. Nevertheless, although she was not entitled to the produce of this field, this does not establish a chazaka because lekabed baile iach letfei. A husband generally does not object to his wife eating his produce, even those that she is not entitled to. The Gemara now points out that the wording v'leila isha chazaka b'nechzei baile implies haraya yesh. Only a chazaka is not a proof of ownership, but a shtar, a sale document, is valid proof that her husband sold her his field. And the Gemara asks, why is a shtar valid proof of ownership? The husband can claim that in reality he did not agree to sell her the field, but rather he suspected her of hiding money that belongs to him, and he agreed to the sale merely as a ruse to get back his money from her. And since the Mishnah does rule haraya yesh, this would prove otherwise that hamoicher sada leishtei kansa. If a husband sold the field to his wife and she paid him for it, the sale is effective and he cannot claim l'glu yezuzi hu debayi. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps the Mishnah holds regarding Amecha Sado L'Ishtai Loi Kansa. If a husband sold the field to his wife and she paid him for it, the sale is not effective because one can claim L'Glui Yezuzu Debayi. And the Mishnah refers to Bishtar Matana. He wrote in the Shtar that the field was given to her as a gift, not a sale, and when there was no money received, one cannot claim L'Glui Yezuzu Debayi. The Gemara proceeds in questions from the following Braisa. Lava Mino Eved V'Shichroi Mino Isha V'Girsha. If a person borrowed money from his slave or wife, and then freed the slave or divorced his wife, ein lahen olav klum, they cannot claim from him the money that they loaned to him, even if he mortgaged his properties for the loan. Apparently because one can claim, l'glu yezuzu debayi. The master or husband took the loan merely as a ruse to get back his money from them, but in reality, there was no loan. If so, regarding hamaycha sada l'ishtai l'ikansa, because l'glu yezuzu debayi. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps only regarding milva one can claim legludi zuzi hu debayi because to leinichale leshavi navshe eved levele ish malva. A loan is a disadvantage to the borrower because he becomes bound to pay the lender as a slave to his master. Therefore, as the Rashbam explains, anan sahadi de shemadim lo yia birtzainai eved leva im yachali potim shemamin. If a person has a way to avoid paying, he certainly does not commit himself to pay the loan. Therefore, we do accept his claim of legludi zuzi hu debayi. However, regarding a mechira, sale, one cannot claim l'gluye zuzehu debayi, because gamar or maknesh shari ein nasa eved leiva b'ach shtar mechira. A sale is not a disadvantage to the seller, since through the shtar, he does not become bound to the buyer to reimburse him, and as the Rashbam adds, afili kibel achrayis adayin l'nitra from an alikeach. Even if the seller accepted responsibility for the field, as long as it was not confiscated, the seller is not bound to the buyer. Therefore, we assume that the sale was legitimate and do not accept his claim of legluye zuzehu debayi. And regarding amlecher sadele ishtei kansa, because one cannot claim legluye zuzehu debayi. The Gemara proceeds with the machlokes. Amar Rav, amlecher sadele ishtei kansa v'habal oichel peiros. If a person sold his wife a field, she acquires the field, but the husband is still entitled to all the produce because, as Rashbam explains, to the garb milchasim shenafla biyerusha. This field is no different than one she inherits, in which the husband is entitled to their produce. However, b'matana kansav ein abal oichel peiros. If he gave her a field as a gift, she acquires the field, and the husband is not entitled to any produce because nisin ba'ayin yafin nisin. A person gives a gift with generosity, and he certainly absolved her from giving him the produce. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yechiden disagree and say echadze v'echadze kansa v'ein habal oichel peiros. Regardless of whether the field was a sale or a gift, the wife acquires the field, and the husband is not entitled to any produce because, as the Gemara explains, b'matana bikish litnu la. V'lo makasav lo l'shom mecher k'dei li'apas es kaicha. The husband's intentions were for a gift, for which he absolves her from giving him the produce. And the document was written as a sale merely for her benefit, as the Rashbam explained earlier, she'im ye'aru li'es achriyusa ala nesin k'dei mecher. Her husband takes on responsibility, as a seller does, that if a third party claims a field, he will reimburse her. Rava concludes as follows. If a person sold his wife a field, she does not acquire the field, and the husband is still entitled to all the produce. The Gemara asks, Tarti, this statement is contradictory. Leikans implies that the sale is not effective at all, while Vahabalechalperis implies that the sale was effective, but the husband is still entitled to the produce. The Gemara reconciles as follows. Ma'is tamunin loikansa. If she paid with money that was not known to her husband, the sale is not effective at all, because the husband can claim, L'glu yezuzu debayi. He agreed to the sale merely as a ruse to get back the money she hid from him. However, ma'is she'enan tamunin kansa. If she paid with money that was known to her husband, the sale is effective, because in general one cannot claim, L'glu yezuzu debayi. But even so, Vabal oichel peiris, because the legar melechasim shenafla birusha. However, b'matana kansav ein abal oichel peiris, because nisin b'ayin yafa nisin.